So let me quickly explain this to you. Allah is the beginning without start. This is why I put infinity here. Infinity means there's no start. There's no start. And here I put infinity because there's no end.
That's a world I don't want to live in.
There is no, Allah does not have an end. Allah does not have, so Allah is outside of the time. Allah is outside of the time. So think of Allah. Think of Allah that He is outside of the time. So it means that all the days, He created all the days. So all the days are to Him happening at the same time. Let me give you an example. Let's say this is a storyboard. This is a what? Storyboard. And on this storyboard, I put your picture when you're born, your picture when you are 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, tuck, 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 continue this way, okay, until your end. If I am looking at this board, do I see you from birth to end once? You got this part right? Salim.
I don't really know. I don't really, like, understand what you're saying. You said if I have pictures until, like...
storyboard that has your life on it, pictures of your life, birth to when you're one, when you're two, when you're graduating, when you're getting married, when you're having children, all
this
goes
back to the future.
No. Let's say you did that for yourself.
Okay.
And then you die.
Okay.
So when I look on this board, do I see your life all at once, or I see pieces of your life? But I see you all at once. It's like in front of me, you're born here, you died here. In between, I am outside from in between.
I thought you were in between. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Still not understanding this.
Okay.
You're saying that you have pictures from every year of our lives. So. Oh, okay. Now.
Do you see it together? When you have pictures of every day of your life, don't you see your life all together?
Yeah, no.
Or for you, don't I see your life all together?
No.
Yes,
yeah.
I see all...
You have a picture of one thing I'm doing one day.
Yes, but
not
I'm...
if I'm doing multiple things in that day.
Yeah, well, the point here that I get to see all your life, okay, together here, at the same time. Okay, let me say that. I see parts of your life, I see it at the same time. So what I'm trying to teach you here is that there's no past in a storyboard, okay? I'm seeing everything together. And this is what happens to Allah. This is what Allah is. Allah sees you right now when you're 70. Right now. When you're 70.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay? Allah is seeing you right now when you die. Allah sees you right now when you are either in hell or heaven. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So Allah sees it all because Allah is outside the time. Looking at your life, He made it. He made your life. And He gave you a gap. He made your life and He gave you a what? A gap. You're free to act within this gap. That you act according to the parameters Allah gave to you. Defined parameters. So this is your space. This is your space. Okay. Did you get this? So Allah is... yeah. Allah is here. This is birth. Good. Do you understand this diagram?
Yes.
Do you understand it, Salim?
Yeah.
Do you understand it?
I don't know.
Okay. So Allah is looking at it all at once. You got that?
Yeah.
All at once, right there. He looks at everything from the beginning to the end. At the same time. There's no today, yesterday,
that's
cool. Tomorrow. Huh?
That's cool. It's like a TV of everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's like a movie. Okay? You see all parts of the movie together, right? Or storybook, to be more accurate. You see everything happening. Yeah, like your birth, your marriage, your graduation, all they are happening together. All they are happening
in
a sequence, and I'm looking at it all happening together. Got that part right? Any questions about that? You say, how could this happen? My answer is, these are the wonders of Allah. These are wonders about Allah. Okay? And this diagram is just a simplified diagram to make life easy for you. So don't throw away pieces in the trash, pieces of your life. You waste one day, you're throwing it off the window. So let's say you have 60 years. Let's say, what do I have here? 52. So you throw away a day that doesn't come back. So every day comes in the morning. Day is talk. So every day comes in the morning. Okay? And talks and says, the slave of Allah, I am a new day, and I will not come back until the day of judgment. Until the what? Day of judgment. So use me. Use me. Don't lose me. Use me, don't lose me. Okay, this is the day of your life, right?
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Okay, and then the day...
I thought you were talking about something else.
No, the day, this today, Allah, the day says, oh, you slave of Allah, I am a new day that will come back, will not come back until the day of judgment. Use me, don't lose me.
So that day that you...
So the day is talking to you.
Yes.
So the day that passed, it'll come...
Or could be metaphor, by the way.
So the day that passed...
Or they talk their own way. Huh?
So the day that passed, will the same day come back no. When you're in Jannah or a new one?
And the accountability, yes. When you're being accounted,
yeah.
Allah will account you for all pieces.
Okay.
For all pieces. Now, the nice thing is that you can earn hasanat after you die.
That's cool.
How?
You build something...
Yes.
And then people...
You build a hospital. Then every time somebody is treated in the hospital, every time this person is treated in the hospital...
How does somebody die in the hospital?
You get hasanat. You make...
How about the guy who invented the hospital, Michael Jackson, died in? Wouldn't he get bad hasanat?
Hold on. Don't take me into tangents. Let me focus here. Please. Let me focus here. So that's the first source of hasanat that comes after your death. Okay? Now the second source of hasanat is?
When people...
Some knowledge. Like you write a book that about a knowledge that people can benefit from. You write a book about knowledge that people can? People can benefit from. So, and then what's the third?
If someone prays for you.
Yes. If you raise a righteous child, and this righteous child prays for you every day, like saying, Ya Allah, forgive my father. Ya Allah, forgive my mother. Ya Allah, they raised me when I was young. Ya Allah, they taught me Islam. Ya Allah, they taught me Quran. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So whenever you're making prayers, you take hasanat, and the person you're praying to get the hasanat if this person is qualified. If this person is what?
Qualified.
Like if he's a bad guy, he doesn't get benefit from anything. Yes. Or if he's doing this for fame, recognition, then he doesn't benefit from this. Okay. Any questions about the beginning, the first before, without beginning, the last without an end.
What's the second way you feel like hasanat after you die, if someone prays for you?
One is a charity, ongoing charity.
Yeah.
Number two, if you author a book or a knowledge. that people benefit from.
Oh, okay.
And so or you make an invention that people benefit from for the sake of Allah. And number three is a righteous child that you have raised, okay, either child or foster child or whatever, that you raised to be righteous, then this person after you die will pray for you.
Okay.
Like, remember that. To pray for your parents, especially after they die. Okay. Now, next is going to be the al-zahir wal-batin. Let me take a picture of this, and then we can move on to the al-zahir wal-batin. Okay, you can erase the board now. Al-Zahir wal-Batin. It means that he is inside the most inside, and he is outside the most outside. The most inside, whatever it is, Allah is inside. The most inside. And Allah is the outside of the most outside. Let me explain to you first that the most inside. If you have a telescope or if you have a microscope, you have a what? Microscope. You can get a piece of paper, and enlarge it. And what? Enlarge it. Got it? So you're looking at it from close, so it becomes big. Then you have a microscope which has more power. Then you have a microscope which has what? More power. Then you look into it, you're seeing again. You're going every time you have more powerful microscope. Every time you have a powerful microscope, you're getting to see more from the inside.
But you can't only look in the most.
Right? Exactly. There is a limit for what the microscopes can do to you. Microscopes limits, like what? 1 to 1 billion? 1 to 1 billion? Then you're still seeing a piece. Okay? You're seeing seed the inside. But this
still
is not the most.
Yes. There's still more.
Exactly. So the more your microscope can enlarge, the more the power of your microscope, the more inside that you can see. Got it? However, you reach to a point where your microscope power ends. Where your microscope power ends, and this would be the most inside you can reach.
But then, how is there like a limit to the most inside?
There is no limit. It's infinity. You got that part?
Yeah.
It is infinity. Can I have you sit here? Mm-hmm.
Okay, sit. This is his.
Yeah, I want you to sit here because he's distracting you.
Okay.
So. Al-awwal, he is the, al-zahir. Al-zahir means he is the outside, the most outside. Al-batin means he is inside, the most inside. So if you say this is the outside, Allah is more, is outside of the outside. If we say this is the inside, then Allah is inside the inside. Do you know that the inside is infinity? Do you agree with me? That then it depends on the power of your microscope. Every time the microscope is powerful, I mean, if your microscope is powerful, you can see more. It gets more powerful, you can see more. More from the inside or more from the outside?
The outside.
More for the
inside.
So right here. It's limited by the size of microscope. How about the outside?
Telescope,
that's right. So how can you see the outside by the telescope? Do you see everything outside or there is a limit? there's a limit. Depending on the power of
telescope.
Perfect. So now, the limit of what you can see from the outside is limited by the power of your telescope. Allah's outside of this outside.
But doesn't it depend on from where you're looking?
Still, from where you're looking, Allah's outside. Outside of the most outside. And inside the most inside. Okay? So do you understand that inside is infinity? Right?
Yeah.
And outside is infinity. Depends on the powers of your microscope and telescope. Allah is beyond this infinity. Allah is beyond. Allah is the infinity. Now, there is a hadith that was narrated by Shia scholars, not Sunni scholars, that says that two angels met. One angel came from under the seventh earth, from the seventh earth, and the other one's coming from the seventh heaven. So one is coming from the first, from the seventh heaven, is traveling down. And the one who is traveling from the most inside is traveling up. So they met in the way. So one of them asked the other. He said, "Where are you coming from?" The answer was, I'm coming from Allah place. I'm coming from a place that I met Allah. Yes. And then the one who's coming out of the seventh earth says, "And I also came from Allah." From the position, okay? From a place where Allah exists. You understand this part?
Because he's the most inside?
Yes, he's the most inside. So both angels coming in opposite direction, they met on the way. One said, "I came from Allah." He's inside, the most inside. The other one, he said, "I came from Allah." He's outside of the most outside. You got that part? You understand? So, al-zahir wal-batin, the microscope, the most outside, is limited by the time.
Basically, here, like the microscope, telescope, but Allah can see it all.
Okay, all right. Now, let me ask you a question. Is Allah everywhere? Yes. Yes. So Allah's right here?
No. Yes. Kind of?
He's right here? Kind of. This is an accurate answer. Kind of. Meaning what? Meaning Allah, power and knowledge is
everywhere.
However, the place where Allah is located is not everywhere. Allah is located above the seventh heaven. This is an evidence from a hadith that a little girl came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, "Ya Allah," not a very little girl, like 10, 12, 13, something like that, said, "O Prophet Muhammad, where is Allah?" So Prophet Muhammad pointed to heaven and he said, "He is in heaven. He is in heaven." Yeah. Now, her understanding cannot get to being inside the most inside and outside the most outside. Even though these are names mentioned to Allah, by Allah in the Quran. Okay? But these names, not everybody would be understand them this way. So a simple Bedouin Arabian, a simple thinking child can comprehend that Allah is in heaven. Now, why Allah is in heaven? Because He left you. Because if you say Allah is everywhere, then is He in the toilet? Is He in the, like, sewage pipe?
No.
But how about His knowledge and power?
Everywhere.
Is everywhere. His knowledge and power everywhere. So Allah is not located everywhere. His power and knowledge are everywhere, but He is located in heavens. above the seventh heaven.
Yeah, but if he's above the seventh heaven, how is he in heaven? Because the max is seven.
Yes.
Why don't you go ask him?
What's the question?
So how could he be in heaven if he's above the highest level?
Yeah, but the prophet said in heaven. So heaven, simple word, means the sky. Okay, that's a very simple word. But if you're smart enough, you'll be able to understand the most inside and the most outside the way I explained it. You got this part right? So if somebody asks you, where is Allah? What's the answer?
In heavens. Everywhere.
No. If you say everywhere, then...
Kind of.
No. Kind of means because he's everywhere with both power and knowledge. But he's located, his location is outside in heavens. Okay? Why? Because Allah would never allow someone to disobey him in a place where he is located. So, if Allah is around here, okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow anybody to disobey him.
It would be nice if we can take a rocket up to heaven.
It's beyond our reach. Beyond our reach. And then, as much as you can in the first heaven, then you still have the second heaven, and third heaven, and fourth heaven. Now, in order to explain to you...
You go to heaven, yay, and then you fall back down to earth.
Every time... The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the earth to the universe, which is the first heaven, is like a coin in the desert.
And the coin in the what?
In the desert. And now, the size of the second heaven to the third heaven is like a coin in a desert, which means infinity. When say coin in deserts mean really large. And then the third to the fourth is like a
coin in
the desert. Until the seventh heaven, the sixth heaven is in the located relative to the seventh heaven to be a coin in a desert.
So basically okay? They're all coins in the desert.
Exactly. And then above that's it. You don't get to talk about Allah. That's it. And to make you understand how that works, let me give you an example. No. Let me give you an example. You know next week is off.
You know next week off? Why? Yeah.
That's something kind of a week.
Yeah, I thought that was next week. But who cares?
Okay, let me give you the example. This is a surface. This is a what?
Surface.
Let's imagine there are people who live inside that surface, which is 2D. We are 3D. 3D, so we have X, Y, and Z. Right?
Said man.
Yes. Now imagine that people have only X and Y. So they'll live inside this plane or this surface. To you, can you see them? Yes. But can they see you? No. Because they can only see in what?
In the two dimensions.
Which is on the surface. Okay? So, there's a guy right here. This guy right here. I can see the guy, but the guy can't see me. Now, what would be the door of this room? Will be straight line, right? So you will have the door here. It's like door. Right door. Okay. So now this guy will close the door. This guy will close the what?
Door.
What happens if when the door is closed, you put your thumb here? Then this guy is going to see what of your thumb?
Only like this.
The thumbprint.
Yeah.
Okay, the thumbprint. So now the door is closed. Shh. Now the door is closed. Shh. Okay. And this guy can't see other than the thumbprint. But if you put your thumb when the room is closed, the guy would be scared. He says, ghost. 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 You got that part right? This is a ghost. Why? Because it was in, came in when the door is closed. And then when you lift your thumb, then your thumbprint will go away. Then the guy will say, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is jinn. Why? Because he's able to enter the room and the door is closed. So imagine, you're basically living in 3D, but there are people in 4D. So you live in, let's say you live in 3D, and the first seven, in the first heaven, the second heaven, it's 4D. And the one after that is 3D, 4D, 5D. How? So a guy from the fifth heaven, a guy from the first heaven.
He won't be able to see the on the top, but he can see on the bottom.
Exactly. Exactly right. So in order for him to get on the bottom, he has to decast himself, like downgrade his existence. Like Angel Jibreel, in order to come into earth and the prophet can see him, he downsized himself to a human. You got it? Now, the jinn can do that. The jinn can downcast themselves into like humans or cats or whatever. However, there's the rule. If you kill them, like if you shoot them and kill them in this life, they die.
But what if you don't know?
Oh, can we go?
I'm just saying.
That's a nice cat.
Yeah. I'm saying Allah made it a condition. You downcast yourself, then you're subject to the laws of nature of this, which says that when you're shot, you're dead. So, you got it? So this is this risk when they downcast themselves. That's why it's not something desirable to them. You got that part right? You understand now? Okay. Do you remember the movie
Django?
No, the black, Men in Blacks?
Oh, Men in Black, yeah.
Men in Black, Will Smith?
So, yeah. So you see, the galaxies were what? That was little galaxy, right?
Yeah.
Little galaxy. To the Men in Black, this galaxy is small, completely small. However, if they downcast themselves to somebody in this galaxy, they will be normal there, but they're going to be downcasted themselves. So think of it that way. Men in Black. All right. You can go. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.